can we do the Assistant Principal of the Year?
Yes, I'd love to. It's State Board members and President Smerich, it's my pleasure to recognize the Maryland Association of Secondary School Principals. National, they do this with the National Association of Secondary School Principals. They select an Assistant Principal of the Year who represents Maryland and Washington, D.C. At the National Conference, and I am very excited to recognize Ms. Deborah O'Byrne as the Assistant Superintendent for Maryland, the State of Maryland.
Assistant Principal.
I'm sorry, did I say principal? I'm sorry.
Assistant Principal, right.
Assistant Principal. Well, you could be an Assistant Superintendent. You never know. We'll talk after the meeting. All right, and we have the Director, Scott Pfeiffer, who will do the introductions and talk to the State Board about this. Very, very well-deserved individual.
Thank you so much for taking the time, okay, to honor Debbie. By way of context, you usually have honored our Assistant Principal of the Year in September with our Principals of the Year as we look to National Principals Month in October. Something happened with our school schedule, and it moved our start dates until after Labor Day, and we don't actually open the applications until just late August, and so there was no way we could get that selection process going and selected to honor her then. So thanks for taking the time here. I have a great job. After 20 years of being a principal in the state of Maryland, I now work with principals and assistant principals across the state. And I probably, more than most folks, know the talent, the expertise, and how wonderful these folks are. And so what we have here today is just somebody who has really risen to the top. She's one of just many wonderful assistant principals in our state. Interestingly, I do need to tell you that her principal is here in attendance, Robert Motley over here. Now, Robert worked for me as an assistant principal, and in 2009, Robert went six, okay, he was the Assistant Principal of the Year for the state of Maryland. And now he's mentored Debbie, okay, and now she's our Assistant Principal of the Year. So I think that's kind of cool. As she rises to the top. I will say two things that you have Debbie's resume in front of you, and two things stand out for me. First, this is going to sound maybe a little strange for the secondary director to say, but I think what makes her special is she started her career in elementary school. I think what that does, we talk a lot about subject matter expertise and curriculum, but with Debbie, it's all about the kids, personalization. Okay, she really, I think that, it kind of is part of her DNA as she kind of came out of that elementary background, and that helps her to be an effective assistant principal. And indeed, in her application, again, it was all about students, and it was maybe a bit of irony as I surprised her. We do a surprise announcement at her school, and so we're after school, and I go there after hearing all about her student leadership initiatives and stuff. Here was a group of about 30 students out doing all this gardening work and beautification, okay, after school, okay, with somebody that just kind of put a real, coda and said, yeah, this really happens here, okay, at Glenwood Middle School, and it's because of Debbie. So I'm thrilled that she is our Assistant Principal of the Year, and it's my great honor to introduce Deborah O'Byrne.
Congratulations.
I'm very humbled.
I think you might have to push. How's that? Try.
Work? Can you hear me? Mm-hmm. I'm really humbled, I have to tell you. And thank you for the great words, Scott. Thank you. It's just an honor to represent the state of Maryland. It's an honor to represent Howard County and all the fine administrators and leaders in our right here today. Scott said it, I really, really am very child-centered. It's all about the child. Each and every day, all the decisions I make are because of the child. I'm very strong right now in the research on student voice. I've taken the restorative practice classes, and I believe in voice. But I'm really intrigued right now of not only the voice, but we hear the student's voice, but what are we doing? What action are we taking? I hear students with their aspirations, but I think they aspire very young on in elementary school, and they say, I want to be a football player. I want to be, a police officer. But what are we doing with those aspirations? And then what am I doing on a middle level and then beyond to help them in high school? I'm also very intrigued with technology with our students and meeting them where they are. I have to tell you a little story, a little caveat. I had a student in my office recently, and they were sent to me for discipline, to be honest, and I wanted to hear the student and hear his voice. And he was looking on the ground, looking all around, and I asked him to talk to me and to look up, and He said, "Well, Mrs. O'Byrne, I'm using my stress ball." And I said, "Your stress ball?" So I looked again all over, I looked around for the stress ball, and he was on his phone. And he said, "I downloaded the stress ball app. That's why I wasn't paying attention to you." And he was manipulating the stress ball through the app. So that was a real aha as an assistant principal. Am I meeting my students where they are? Am I giving them what they need? And am I giving the resources to be successful? So again, it was a time that I'm giving them voice, but again, you know, I go back to aspirations, I go back to where they are, and are we meeting them? Do I need to have an iPad with stress balls downloaded in my iPad when they, you know, come in the office and just hand it to certain students? But it really was, it's an aha's when we talk to the students each and every day and we hear their voices. So I'm proud to be an assistant principal. I'm very proud to accept this award. I have to say thank you to Robert Motley, because he has really, really, in the last 3 years working with him, pulled out my strengths, helped me see my strengths, and really, he fosters my aspirations and helps me see in the future what I want to be. So thank you, and thank you for honoring me
to
be here
today. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Download?
You know, it's the first I heard of it, and now I really am intrigued. I'm looking further into it because he taught me something I didn't know that day, as they always do.
Very good. Thank you so much for coming.
Any other thoughts? Okay, thank you so much. We really appreciate your work.
Is there a picture?
Oh, yes, we can certainly. If you come back around, we'd be happy to have a picture with all the board.
I have not done any of those yet.
Oh, great. Behind you. Good. And we could have you come back here.
Here's my draft statement on multiple categories.
Yes, congratulations officially. Actually, I think it's going to be better if you guys stand up.
Yep.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Poor direction here.
Rose, remember how to talk?
Yes, please. Okay. Yes. Andy, why don't you get on the other side?
Okay.
Thank you. I'm very proud to represent you.